read in Genesis chapter 16. I'm going to start maybe around about the 7th verse. Now this is at the time to where we know that God had promised Abraham a son. And between Abraham and Sarah, I guess it's getting to a place where they felt like that they had to figure it out how to do this thing. We know the scripture says that Sarah told him to take her handmaiden Hagar and said maybe the seed would come through her. But once he took Hagar, and the Bible said that she was with child, that then Sarah resented her. Told her just to leave and get out. Now we know that Hagar was a handmaid, which I'll just say it like is a form of slavery, is what she was. So she really had no say so in just what happened to her with Abraham or with Sarah. So we come to this place where Sarah tells her to leave. So verse 7, it says, "And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way of Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarah's handmaid, whence comest thou, and whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarah. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Return to thy mistress, and submit thyself under her hands. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wild man, his hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also have looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well is called Berleah Rahal. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bare Abram a son, and Abram called his name in Hebrew bare Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. Now, I know it probably wasn't correct on some of the reading or the words there, but they sound right in my mind whenever I say them there. They just don't come out my mouth the same. But anyway, we really was thinking about where Hagar was. And after she started really praying and speaking, and the angel spoke to her, well, this is really what we was thinking about, is when Hagar said this, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also looked after him that seeth me? Sometimes we get into a place where we feel like we ain't even been seen. And I know that I speak a lot of times, it's because I deal with it probably, I feel like, harshly more than anybody else of my mind. Because our mind can get us in a place sometimes where we think that nobody sees us. Yeah, bless there's a whole lot of discouragement. And I'm going to talk about Christian folks. Because the world ain't got what we got. So therefore, they do what they're supposed to do. But we have got so much discouragement amongst our Christian brethren that I believe it, a lot of them just feels like they don't get seen. But I'm glad that we've been there. I guarantee you everyone's been there somewhere that we just felt like it. But I'm glad that the angel that came and spoke to her made her feel like somebody sees me. And I ain't going to tell you that it's not the same one that spoke to her in that manner. But I'm glad that I've heard that voice, Brother Jeff, that sometimes I felt like I'm being seen. Now, I know we do not thrive through this world trying to have our name up in marquee lights somewhere. We don't try to be seen by big to-dos. But sometimes we can sit amongst our own self and we feel like we ain't even being seen. You see, she had no choice in a place that she was at. Even if she was a slave, at least she was productive in an area. And I'm going to just step out on the limb. I believe she did the best that she could do in them areas. I believe she did it with pride. I believe she served Sarah with pride in doing what she's supposed to do. And then all of a sudden, it's gone. But she said, there's a God that sees her. And he told her, said, just go back. A lot of times, if we just get ourselves up and just go back, I believe it'd be different, just what we've heard about tonight, than what we got. But we struggle a lot of times. Now, I'm just going to throw myself in there is what I'm doing. Because I tell them, I said, most of my messages is just testimonies. It's all I've got. We struggle within ourselves a lot of times. And not that I want anybody's job. But every once in a while, that Satan man starts doing some talking. And ourselves, we like to tell ourselves what I have done. We like to tell ourselves that we've did all this, but yet somebody else gets recognized more than I do. Now, like I said, we don't do things to get pats on the backs. But that don't mean we don't fight with it. But I'm glad that there've been times in my life that God has came down and spoke to me and just let me know that He sees me. Y'all might not have been there. My family probably wasn't there. There wasn't nobody around most time. I just be honest with you. Because it's really the man on the inside that he's seeing. And even though that man on the inside, I'm just to be honest with you, the way I feel about it, he's forevermore saved, he still fights with this man that's on the outside. And the outside man tries to convince him sometimes. You know, the Bible says that even if the elect could be taken, now, it ain't talking about our ancestors that we brag about a lot of times. It's talking about that man on the inside. Because one day, God seen a lost boy. Now, after he seen this lost boy, just like it said here, she did. She said also, have I also looked after him? So whenever that feeling came and it found me, it caused something on inside of me to start looking. Now, that don't mean sometimes that we don't get to the place where we just don't feel like we ain't seen. I think it was old word Gideon. Him and his dad was out collecting up something to eat, gathering up some brush, gathering up some wheat and things, and having to hide it just to keep it away from the enemy. And then he started saying, God didn't start the conversation. He started the conversation with, where is all these blessings that was up on our ancestors, that was there, that you did. In other words, I really feel like he was thinking, I ain't been seen. But if you ever get to that place, you get ready. Okay? You get ready. Because he got to that place where he felt like he wasn't being seen. He told God about it. And guess what? An angel come by. Now, this is also where we get to sometimes. I appreciate the song that they sang, Small As I Am. Because as he started complaining, then the Lord said, I've got a job for you. Okay? I've seen you. I've heard you. Now I'm going to tell you, I've got a job for you. And then automatically, right out of his mouth, this man started doing the conversing. Says, who am I? I am the least of my family. My family is the least of the tribe that we belong to. Our tribe is the least of all the tribes. But the Lord says, I seen you. He told Jeremiah, he said, you go preach them the word. You give them the word. They ain't going to hear you. But you go give it to them. Jeremiah got to a place, I ain't going to do it no more. Because he felt like he wasn't being seen. But the Lord reminded him, he said, I even seen you when you was in your mother's womb. That's how far I go back. You see, God sees us. He knows our struggles. He knows our heartaches. He knows our minds that we fight with. And I'm glad that He told us that He'd give us that we need in the times that we need it. And I ain't talking about just the money. I ain't talking about transportation or a house to live in. I thank God I got all some of whatever that I need out there. But I'm so glad that I got that on the inside. That whenever I do get to that place, because I'm going to tell you this, either you have been there or you're there, or I'm going to tell you this, you will get there. You'll get to a place where you feel like I'm the only one. I don't know why nobody else is trying like I'm trying. But I'm going to tell you, just like you told Elijah, he said, you ain't the only one. Because Elijah got up in the cave, sat there pouting around, thinking nobody sees him, but the Lord said, I see you in here. What are you doing here? Started telling him, I'm all by myself. I don't know what else to do. You might as well just take my life. Just like I ain't no better than any of my ancestors. But the Lord said, "What? You don't know what I've got, though. I've got over 7,000 out there. You might not see them. I might not see the ones, Robert, out there on the job. There might be summers tonight. Praying and worshiping. Because sometimes at work, I know how it feels. You feel like you're the only one there. But we don't know what's out there. There might be another one on your job or on my job that thinks I'm the only one here. But the Lord sees us. Just like that song Mike was singing, my song of praise. I think it was in it where it says all day long. You know, something that never mentions about give me a song all day. Well, that's what keeps me going, Brother Crafton. It ain't me that's bringing them songs up, just like Robert said. He sees me and he knows what I need at that time. You say, but they can't nobody else hear you. Nobody else has to hear me. But that's what keeps me, because He sees me. Now, I don't always feel like He does at the moments and times, but it don't take long for Him to let me know that He's around. She was at her lowest point. I know later on she puts her back out again, but I'm going to tell you, the angel speaks to her again because they see her. She had nothing to do with whatever happened there. But she was in that situation. But she said, "Thou God seest me." Nobody else around. Nobody else heard her cry. But He's seen her. I can't comprehend a lot of times the depthness that some men go through. Some of the struggles that they go through. We all have our own, I understand that. But I'm glad I've got somebody that sees me. Daddy always said this to us when we was growing up. Try not to get so far out there that I can't help you. And I believe the Lord tries to tell us the same thing, even though I know He can help us. As He said, His hand ain't short and His ear ain't heavy that it can't hear. He's got that all-seeing eye everywhere you are, and I understand all that. But we don't have to make it as hard on ourselves. If we just remember He's seeing us, He's hearing us, and if we just get back up and go back in. But there's a lot of people that is so discouraged that they just don't think that they're being seen. And I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of people getting complacent in the position that they're in also, that is creating that thought in their mind, "I ain't being seen." But I'm glad every once in a while that there's a voice that'll speak to you, send a burden across your heart. I don't got to know what anybody's problem is. But there's been a time or two where a few of you just crossed my heart, and I've just sent you the message. Just, Rachel and them, song crosses my heart. I send them the song. I've sent it to a few of them. One day I sent it to somebody I didn't even know I even sent it to. I thought I sent it to somebody else. They sent me back the message and said, "I thank you." So I needed that. I think I didn't send you nothing. Then I started looking and I did. But God knows what we need. Used to, Rachel and them being in school, they didn't have a phone all the time, but when they got their later years, I reckon they might have had a little phone, but they'd send me a text and they'd say, "Daddy, I'm having a bad day. It's just bad today." I'd just text back and I said, "Well, just start singing 'Jesus Loves Me' and I guarantee you it'll get better." Because the difference is this, just like what we said tonight, or this man said, you got problems. We do, I do, that circulates in our mind. And it fills it up. The more we entertain the problems, the bigger that it really gets, and the harder it is to get rid of it. But if we take what we got and we start putting that in there, it starts filtrating out the negative and the bad and the what we're thinking about. I've used this as an example many times. I've said it here before, probably say it again. Rough day at work, mind all fluttered up, don't know what to do. I get home, start walking through the kitchen, and I hear Sabrina there playing the piano. Amazing Grace or whatever song that the church sings. And while she's playing it, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking the words. And as that process starts happening, I don't even think about my day no more. For one thing, she didn't just randomly get up and go in there and play the piano. I believe the Lord said, go play the piano because he needs to know that I see him. So, if you're real discouraged, I just want to let you know that God sees you. And believe it or not, the church does too. The church sees you. Anybody got anything they'd like to say or do for you?